MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us after the All-Star break. Andy, how are the festivities?
Well, the All-Star game was fun and exciting, if you like those type of events between the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game itself. But the Red Sox, not so much fun. They return to action after this All-Star break, beginning tomorrow night at Fenway for a 10-game homestand with the first of three with the Blue Jays, followed by four games with the Guardians, three with the Brewers. The Sox find themselves at this point 48-45 in fourth place in the AL East, 16.5 games behind the Yankees. But they're just a game and a half ahead of the last-place Orioles. Red Sox also two games behind the Blue Jays for the last wildcard spot in the American League. Red Sox 0-10-1 this year in series against other teams in the AL East. The first time in team history that they have not won a series against a divisional opponent before the All-Star break. Sox also just 12-26 against teams in the AL East. And guess what? They played 38 of their remaining 69 games in the division. The Sox went into the All-Star break losing 10 of their last 13 games and were outscored by 33 runs on the 7-game road trip right before the break.
That's amazing, Andy, that record on the series. That's just incredible.
Yeah, obviously it's something we've never witnessed before, and that's going to take its toll on the team and doesn't look too promising, when especially still have a lot of games to play against those teams.
All right, as you usually do, Andy, take us back from the last several days, if you will.
Well, last time since we spoke, right before the All-Star break, back on Thursday the 14th, the Rays beat the Red Sox 5-4. The Sox dropped their fourth in a row. Then it was a weekend series against the Yankees. Red Sox beating the Yankees 5-4 in 11 innings at the stadium on Friday. Xander Bogart scored the winning run on a wild pitch in the top of the 11th, but then things really got ugly the rest of the weekend. Down in the Bronx on Saturday, Yankees pound the Red Sox 14-1. Yankees hitting five home runs in that game. Matt Carpenter had two himself, seven RBIs in the game. Aaron Judge, two home runs as well. And former Red Sox pitcher Ryan Weber, he tossed three scoreless innings for his first career save. Then on Sunday, wasn't a lot better for the Sox as they lose 13-2. Chris Sale was the story here. He was hit with a 106.7 mile-per-hour line drive, his pitching hand breaking his pinky. Sale now going to be out 4 to 6 weeks at least. He had surgery on that pinky back on Monday. So obviously the Red Sox limped their way into the All-Star break.
Yeah, that guy, he has no luck whatsoever, does he? Or whatever, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, I guess injury-prone would be an appropriate label for Chris Sale. Yeah.
It certainly would, but obviously in a situation like this, it really wasn't his fault.
No.
That line drive coming back at him, but you are right. He's definitely in that category of injury-prone, and that's a tough blow to the team. So the question is going to be going forward. You lose your so-called number one pitcher. Will the Sox look to add by the trade deadline coming up at the beginning of August, or are they going to start selling people off that will be free agents for next year with the playoffs maybe be too far out in sight for them to maybe reach?
Oh, man. I mean, here's a guy that Chris Sale, I mean, he gets hit on the pinky. I mean, he's tall. I mean, the chances of hitting this guy, he's so thin, are not that great, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he should go play the Mega Millions.
Oh no, I don't know. I would not send Chris Sale to the convenience store to buy me a Mega Millions ticket, you know. All right, what else do we have for us? Red Sox notes.
Well, over the weekend, the MLB draft did take place. The Sox had the 24th overall pick in the first round. They selected high school shortstop Mickey Romero. Some other news in terms of injured players other than Chris Sale going on the shelf for quite a long time coming up. Second baseman Trevor Story, right before the All-Star break, he was placed on the 10-day injured list with a right-hand contusion. And pitcher Matt Strom also placed on the 15-day IL with a wrist contusion.
Yeah, we're just getting to like Trevor Story, love him, and then this happens. All right, but he'll be back. All right, David Ortiz, Hall of Fame, a lot of buzz about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have some positive news out of Red Sox Nation. Coming up on Sunday, Ortiz will be enshrined to the Baseball's Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, and that ceremony will be broadcast live on the MLB Network if you'd like to watch the festivities.
Sounds like a good thing to do. All right, Andy, what else do we have for us on team news?
Well, this is kind of interesting. We've always kind of assumed this. It's always been the rumor floating around out there in certain reports, but a new study indicates that attending a Red Sox game at Fenway is the most expensive place to see a game in the majors. The website The Hustle calculated the cost of four tickets, four hot dogs, two beers, two sodas, and parking for each team in the majors. So at Fenway, that experience for family of four is going to come down to a cool $324. The least expensive baseball game in the majors, see, is over in Arizona. The cost for same items for family of four for Diamondbacks game will cost you $126.
You know, my Eastern Bank, you know, they advertise the home improvement loans, but they've also just sent something out for the if you want to attend a Red Sox loan a program they have there. You just file out the paperwork and you take out a loan to go in and watch the Red Sox.
Well, it makes perfect sense with David Ortiz becoming a face of Eastern Bank as well, among their advertising, so that all blends in together, Bill.
There you go. Okay. Just kidding, Eastern Bank. Just kidding. Okay, but it's not a bad idea. All right, Red Sox Nesson Plus. Despite all the bad news and the lack of Red Sox wins in the last several days, and half of that due to the All-Star break, I might add, what's on Nesson Plus where they do seem to have a winning record?
That's for sure. They're on a roll on Nesson Plus, no doubt about it. No Red Sox game today. Don't fear. Head over to Nesson Plus at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game from July 21st of 2014. Red Sox blast the Blue Jays 14-1 in Toronto. And, of course, David Ortiz, the story here, he leads the way with two home runs and four RBI.
You know, I always thought that everybody resumed play after the All-Star break on Thursday, albeit not that long of a break, to be honest with you, 3 days. Plus, if you're an All-Star, you're busy the time anyways. But we have some teams starting today, Thursday, and other teams, you know, like the Red Sox, don't start till Friday. Just an aside there.
Yeah, there's a handful of games today, but everyone's back in action on Friday.
All right, final words on the All-Star game itself, played Tuesday night in L.A.?
Yes, it was the 92nd All-Star game. American League beat the National League 3-2, the ninth straight win for the American League. Yankees outfielder Giancarlo Stanton, he's named the MVP of the game, hitting a two-run homer that tied the game in the fourth inning. And if you want to see how the Red Sox players fared in that game, you had Rafael Devers walking in his lone at bat, as he was the starting third baseman for the American League. Xander Bogaerts, he struck out in his only at bat. J.D. Martinez 0-2 with a strikeout as well. Back on Monday night, Nationals outfielder Juan Soto, he won the Home Run Derby, and for winning that event, he took home $1 million. In other news involving Juan Soto, I don't think that $1 million meant much to him, because he reportedly rejected a 15-year, $440 million contract extension from the Nationals. Can you believe rejecting an offer like that? That clearly tells us that he has no desire to stay in our nation's capital. So expect Soto to be traded before his contract is up and he becomes a free agent. So that'll be the latest big buzz around Major League Baseball. Where will he go? Will be the big story coming up.
I mean, what does that say about D.C., Andy? I mean, you offered $440 million and you want to leave. Unbelievable.
Yes, so yeah. Obviously, it's not the place to be.
That's not at all. I mean, you could live in Virginia, I guess, Maryland, whatever. Okay, fine. All right, now, what else do we have here on MLB News?
Well, a little anecdote that I thought was interesting. Back on Saturday, Cubs pitcher Michael Givens became the first pitcher since 1913 to lose both games of a doubleheader without giving up an earned run. That's kind of a little stat oddity that popped up over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh, Andy, you are full of these today, huh?
Oh, I do what I can to keep everybody entertained. Going back to the MLB draft, the Orioles had the first overall pick. They selected shortstop Jackson Holliday. He is the son of Matt Holliday, who was a seven-time All-Star in his 15-year career. Holliday, just the second son of a former major leaguer to be taken with the first overall pick in the draft. The first, of course, Ken Griffey Jr. back in 1987. And coming into the All-Star break, we had the Red Sox being one of the coldest teams in Major League Baseball. But just to let you know something, the fall of the Mariners, the hottest team in Major League Baseball, they've won 14 games in a row.
Boy, there's some weird streaks this year. If you're not paying attention, they're shockers to sometimes here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Andy, I know you, I think you have a couple more notes to share with us from the big leagues.
Yes, a couple other little tidbits came out of the All-Star break in Los Angeles. Commissioner Rob Manfred said the A's need to quickly finalize a deal for a new stadium in the Bay Area, or relocation options will be considered. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf was working toward securing the team a waterfront ballpark at Howard Terminal. That project would cost about $1 billion. Commissioner Manfred also adamant that minor leaguers have received better pay over the last few years. Senate Judiciary Committee inquired in a letter about the necessity of the league's century-old antitrust exemption. In follow-up, Manfred reiterated that he rejects the premise that major league players are not paid a living wage.
No, maybe not. Well, I mean, $440 million over what, six? What was that, 6 years? Or
15 years,
yeah. All right, I guess some people can live on that, Andy. I mean, some people can do that.
Absolutely. I think we can live quite nice.
All right, Andy, just a quick peek ahead. This weekend, going back to the Red Sox, what are you looking at this weekend for the Sox, other than hopefully a win or two?
Simple. The team just has to start playing some better baseball. I mean, they were really struggling coming into the All-Star break defensively, not hitting with the runners in scoring position. The pitching was taking some hits, obviously, as well. So just need to see the team play a little better overall and get some wins and, potentially get back into the wild card race. Things keep going backwards. Obviously, like I said earlier, that the team could start selling off players by the August trade deadline.
Well, Andy, you were certainly on your A game today, and I hope the Red Sox take some, are listening and, are motivated by your fine performance here and have a great weekend coming up.
Well, that sounds like a plan. We'll see if it all happens.
Okay. Andy Carboni's biggest supporter. I'm Bill Newell, and we're here on the Baseball Insider here on MSONewsSports.com.